Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. How's it going? Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, always busy, but never truly feeling fulfilled? Like your to-do list is longer than your actual life? Yeah, me too. We live in a world that glorifies hustle and burnout, where taking time for yourself feels almost rebellious. But here's the thing, prioritizing mental health and well-being isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this, you wouldn't put dirty fuel in your car and expect it to run smoothly, right? Same goes for your mind. If you're constantly stressed, anxious, or depleted, how can you truly show up as your best self? That's why today we're diving deep into the importance of mental health, exploring practical strategies to prioritize your well-being, and ditching those guilt trips that come with me time. Now, let's break this down into some actionable gold nuggets. First things first, recognize your needs. Seriously, take a moment right now and ask yourself, what am I truly craving? Is it a good night's sleep? A calming cup of tea? An hour to read that book you've been meaning to get to? Don't brush these desires aside, they're your mind whispering what it needs. Sometimes, even acknowledging our needs is the first step towards fulfilling them. Next up, schedule self-care like it matters. We all have calendars packed with meetings, appointments, and obligations. But guess what? You deserve a spot on that calendar for you. Block out time for activities that genuinely nourish your soul, whether it's going for a walk in nature, practicing yoga, or simply enjoying a quiet evening at home. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's an investment in your overall well-being. Now, let's talk boundaries. You know those invisible lines we sometimes struggle to draw? It's time to get real about them. Saying no to commitments that drain you is not selfish, it's self-preservation. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Another big one, seek support when you need it. We all have those moments when we feel overwhelmed or like we're drowning. Don't hesitate to reach out to trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist. Sharing your struggles and seeking guidance can be incredibly empowering. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Finally, let's talk about mindfulness, being present in the moment without judgment. Ever find yourself stuck in thought spirals about the past or worrying about the future? Mindfulness is like hitting the reset button. It's about focusing on your breath, noticing your surroundings, and simply allowing yourself to be where you are right now. Here's a relatable example. You know that feeling when you're stressed at work, deadlines looming, emails piling up? Instead of letting those thoughts take over, take a few deep breaths, step away from your desk for a quick walk, even just listening to a calming song. These little moments of mindfulness can make a world of difference in managing stress and restoring your calm. Remember, prioritizing mental health isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing journey. It requires conscious effort, self-compassion, and the courage to put your well-being first. So, what's your next step? Maybe schedule that self-care time you've been putting off, set some boundaries with those draining commitments, or simply take a few deep breaths right now and acknowledge how awesome you are for taking care of yourself. Keep shining bright. Until tomorrow, remember, you're capable of amazing things when you prioritize your mental well-being.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.